Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Our other text number, the one where you can comment, get involved in the show, tell us what you think. That's 800-400-3697. It's different from the contest line.
It is.
And we love hearing from you guys. So here's some of the stuff that you had to say today. 510 says, YouTube, how to change recess setting light bulb. That probably would have helped.
Probably.
I didn't get involved in that. I just heard the stories after the fact. And then later, this is about my neighbors, the Canes, CanePerformance.com.
They can't change their light bulbs.
They can't change light bulbs. And they've been saying, as the saga continues, Pete's like, I think we're going to be living in the dark soon. Like, we can't get any of these things out. And we've broken them trying to get them out. And I've just been like, well, I hope ours don't go because we'll be in the same boat. I can't fix a thing. So I'm going to park because I definitely can't come help you.
Right.
Have a good one.
Have fun, though, with that project. Looks fun.
510 says, Vinny, there is a YouTube video to show you how to change your recess lights. The key is to squeeze the two spring wires. Okay. Here's one more on that note. I love that I'm an electrician who knows exactly what you're talking about, and I'm laughing at how easy it is to fix. You know, if you want to go by CanePerformance.com's house, I am sure they'll give you a workout that'll make you puke for your troubles.
Sure, they'll trade you so they can have their lights back.
Yeah, you fix their house up, they'll run you around.
Mm. Morning, Gretchen.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
Easy driving today?
Yeah, pretty easy.
Just want you to know that I salvaged my weekend
after you
ruined it. Yeah, I mean, there wasn't much hope as I left here on Friday. Wait, did I win?
A lot of tears or just
no,
a
you
little
lost.
I did lose, right.
Yeah. Just a little weeping or like full on sobs?
No, I was pretty bummed.
But no full on like tears dripping off your chin.
No,
weeping.
But I farmer blew snot right into the passenger seat of her car.
Of my car, okay. Oh, I wondered what that was.
Yeah. So loogie.
I didn't. If
really?
You're listening, yeah, I didn't really do that.
You didn't? You're not still cultivating that booger farm?
No.
Okay.
510 says, shut up, Hooman!
Yeah, Hooman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd I say?
I believe these are some iPhone fans who feel like, get off us.
Yeah, what's the big deal? So you just use the little dongle.
Yeah, until you lose
jack.
The dongle or your sticky fingered roommate.
I guess you're not listening, Gretchen, as usual.
I was listening. I don't think it's a pain in the butt.
So did you buy that dumb phone too?
Yeah.
Well, there it is. That's why she's defending it, everyone.
That's why 510 said shut up.
Just plug your headphones into the little dongle. It's no big deal.
Yeah, we understand what you said. Everyone's saying they're losing their dongle.
Yeah.
And there's way more people with headphone jacks than dongles. Do you know that?
Cold water and salt.
Did you know that?
No.
To get the blood out, everybody. Or hydrogen peroxide, says 707.
I use cold water and dish soap. Freezing cold water.
Gets the blood out of your pants every time.
I
thought you didn't do that anymore.
Just listen, I've had a lifetime of being a woman.
Oh,
blood,
okay.
I can get it out.
All right. Good morning from Nashville. I'm on a little road trip with my husband, but still have to listen to my peeps. Love you a long time.
Oh, nice.
Thank you for listening. Thanks for thinking of us when you're off doing your own thing.
You're welcome.
At least that's better than getting something you don't want, like an exploding phone. Hooman.
Yeah.
Yahoo man.
I don't have the 7. I have the 8 Plus. The Galaxy S 8 Plus.
Sounds awesome.
Thank you.
I'm listening to your show right now on Apple's wireless earbuds, and I love them. Amazing sound, and they don't fall out when you're exercising. They're great.
All right, great.
For every person that's going to lose a dongle, they're also going to lose one of those little headphones, too.
One of them.
I wear earplugs when I surf, and I have 3 right ear. For some reason, the left ear
stays
comes out.
Oh, comes out.
Oh, yeah. What I got.
So you have extra ones of the other ear.
Three sets. Hmm. Just the one ear keeps staying in. I keep losing the other
what's
ear.
What's the difference? I mean, aren't they the same?
I think my ears are different.
No, I mean, what's the difference between earplugs? Aren't earplugs just earplugs that are the exact same
on each
side?
You have a mold of your exact ear.
No, it's not the exact same. I mean, it's not a
mold.
What,
are they custom?
No, they're just, you know.
Does it right and a left?
Yeah.
Maybe you have them in the wrong ear.
No, I'm...
Maybe.
They have actually an out. R and an L. It would be hard to get that wrong.
Are you going to get rid of that iPhone, Vinny, that you just bought?
I'm not. I'm actually just gonna suck it up and live with without... Whenever I need headphones, I'll look around real quick and realize, nope, that's not going to happen today. And then I just move on to something else.
All right.
Is Garage Cat around, by any chance?
Oh,
yeah,
really?
How am I doing? Am I peeing everywhere?
You're supposed to tell us that.
Yeah, you're supposed to tell us.
What are you asking me for, you wing nut?
I'm going to pee on that phone. Pee on that dongle. Don't play that music. It's a different person.
People who buy iPhones equal lazy. My OnePlus 3 outperforms all your devices and costs only $400.
Yeah, I just like the iPhone. It integrates with all my other crap I've got going on.
Yeah, that's me too. I've used the Samsung Galaxies. They're great. They really are good phones.
I'm sure.
With a headphone jack.
Yeah.
Anytime anyone hands me one, I always have to hand it right back. Go, I did something to it. I don't know what I did.
Right.
I don't have that. What you said was there isn't there. It only likes you.
LMAO, Yuzette upgraded to a bigger phone and likes big ones on guys. Hee, hee, hee. Awesome.
For the record, my husband made me get this.
You won't be satisfied by anything smaller, dear.
Right.
What do you mean he made you?
I've been enduring his torture for weeks now about getting a new phone.
Why?
What's it? Because yours isn't working because he can't get in touch with you and there's problems, right?
There was a problem with it, yes, and he just would laugh how small mine was compared to his. So every weekend...
He size queened you.
Yeah. So every weekend, he'd be like, you get a new phone today, get a new phone today, get a new phone today. And finally, I said, go get a new phone. I am not walking in that store. I have panic attacks when I go in that store.
Yeah.
And so he went. Came back hours later, and when he told me how much it was, I dropped to the floor.
Oh my God! You had to pay for it. He wasn't paying for that, right?
Well, he took it out of the account and then came home and told me, "By the way, you owe me X amount."
Oh,
I was like, I would never have done that. Never, ever, ever would I have done that.
Don't pay him. Well, just don't.
Yeah. It's a write-off. Just
make him send you to collections.
No big deal.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Hey, Gavin texted me back.
Oh, what'd
he say? What'd he say?
He said, Brian, stop playing that dumb music. And then he said, I said, we have a question for you. Will you come on the air? He said, sorry, I'm on a plane to L.A.
Oh,
and then I said, okay.
Maybe he has a meeting about all of today, too.
Oh, that's what everyone goes to L.A. for.
What's Tyler up to? Ask him to say hi to Tyler for you.
I will.
510 says, I'm with you, Vinny. I had no idea that was a weed song either.
What's a weed song?
Some song I didn't even know Brian.
About. I got
come
five
on.
On it.
Okay. I don't know that song. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah, you do. You know the hook.
Nah.
You never heard this hook? Once they start doing the rap, I'm like, nah, I don't know that. The weird thing is, I never... When you were at parties, did you ever go in on weed together?
Yeah.
We were like all our own baggie. You bring your own bag.
Oh, no, man.
In fact, I had my own bag, and then I'd take that bag and just bring what I was going to bring, willing to
part with,
have that
right,
night.
Share.
Because, you know, you get out, you lose the bag, then you're completely out, or everyone just starts smoking.
Yeah.
And then
suddenly
you're
floating
the
party.
Bag, like, what the heck happened to all my weed?
Yeah.
And it's only Friday.
Dang it, man. Yeah.
No, we couldn't get any weed unless we all pulled our money and couldn't afford it. And then we'd go over Sonny and Jean's house. You have to hang out there for a while, so it wasn't like you were just there to get pot.
That's annoying.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for you, you didn't grow up right next to Santa Ana.
No.
There were weed houses everywhere there.
It's too bad because we had to go right there and you had to park and you had to go make nice. And play with all their kids that tragically lived there. In the
well, that sounds at least safe. The places I was going were not safe.
Yeah, no, it was totally safe.
Ed Sheeran's song Supermarket Flowers is about his grandma, you dummies.
Whatever. Cares
we
what
know.
About. Makes us cry.
Do
it's
we know?
We've mom's reported mom. This a few times. It's mom's yeah. mom.
I didn't know.
He said the shape of my mom, and that makes me think of his mom.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
But we're saying it makes us think about our own moms.
Yeah. Please it's all don't. About, it's what matters to you. You can take whatever you want from any song.
Yeah.
People are so bitchy about stuff today.
I know.
They really are.
Sorry, I'm sorry your phones don't have a headphone jack. Don't be mad at me. I didn't design it.
Bonnie's comments are killing me. Still laughing out loud. Love you guys. I don't even know what that's about.
What time was it?
Did you guys hear that Corey Feldman and his Angels are playing in Petaluma?
Oh my God. When is that happening? Look that up, Husky. Oh my God.
Hey, Alice family, I took your advice and watched the entire season of Big Little Lies this weekend. It was amazing.
Really good.
Wow, I loved it. Thanks for the recommendation. 206 says, is this the right number? I'm looking for Hooman.
This is it.
What do you want to
unless
talk
it's
about?
A bad comment, it's not the right number.
Corey Feldman's angelic second summer tour is happening at the Mystic Theater in Petaluma on June 17th.
Oh, not for a while.
2017.
All right. You going to that?
Well, I didn't know about it until this very second.
So what do you think? Should we go?
Well,
Vinny, you probably want to go to that, right?
Yeah, I'd love
let's go for it. Come on, let's go. It.
Drive far
I'll
to go to that
into the club
on a Saturday? Is that a Saturday?
Tearing it up.
Bryn, I know you're engaged and you bought a house. It's game over, but do you think you can make it?
I go to stuff all the time, man. I go to like two movies a week with you. What are you talking about?
Crazy. What about yoga?
Gretchen, you live right in Nevada. That's not too far from Petaluma.
I
mean, we'll pick you up on the way up.
Yeah, I'll go.
Get the limo 6 to pick us up.
I could.
4 and 5 says Amber Heard and Johnny Depp finalized their divorce in January of 2017.
So that was only 4 months ago.
Yeah, the other day.
Yeah, they've been dating for about a year. I mean, usually there's a lead up to a divorce. She's dating Elon Musk.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Mm, okay.
That's a pretty good catch.
Johnny Depp,
they're
Elon Musk.
They're so different from each other. Yeah. That seems weird.
He's brilliant.
It seems like a weird jump. That's the one thing I thought about when I saw the picture of her arm in arm with him.
I just want to be around him.
From Johnny Depp to Elon. Such different lifestyles, I would imagine.
Yes.
They're both made of money.
Sure.
So
Elon's made up a little bit more money, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1.5 bill.
Yeah. Mm,
do you think he dropped her a note when he read about all this and was like, hey, I'm really sorry for what you're going through? She's like, oh.
You want to come over?
I'll send my heli over.
That's how you think it went down?
I'll send my self-driving Tesla to get you.
Right.
I'm sorry, that was wrong. It's 12.7 billion now.
I'm sorry, he's worth 12.7 bill?
Yeah. The 1.5 was just for the selling of PayPal.
Oh, my God.
You're talking awfully quiet, Brent.
Gosh.
Sorry, you. Human.
Okay. Hi, guys. Today is my first day back to work. After 5 months of maternity leave, I missed you guys and so happy to have you all back in my morning routine.
Aww.
That's a nice break.
Yeah.
I mean, if you
great.
Can call that a break, that's.
Right. Someone begged to differ.
It's good bonding time, solid bonding time without having to worry about getting back to work. It's nice.
Sarah?
Yara?
Is Hooman huggable?
Uh huh. I hug him all the time.
Totally.
Why? Who wants to know?
Yeah, who's asking?
Some texter. Oh. Just asking if he's huggable.
I love Hooman. We have very long hugs when he leaves the house. Just last night, I hugged him 12 hours ago.
And you make a point of hugging him longly?
Oh, we just had what was it, after vacation or something? I hadn't seen him in a really long time.
Did you say
I
that's
a long hug.
A 10 Mississippi hug?
No, that seems very long. Okay. Just like a solid...
5 Mississippis.
Okay. Some good, solid, I'm here, you're here, we're together, holding each other tight. Sweet.
408 says, Vinny, enjoy the talking. You'll get none of that when she's a teenager, and you'll be dying to have her speak to you.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's true, man. They go from never shutting up to never opening their mouths in front of you. They just don't want to be in a conversation with you. Although my one kid will talk my ear off, my older one. He's coming back around. He was quiet for a couple years, and now he's just like, he just, I can tell he just wants someone to tell his stuff to. And like, I'm clearly the only one left who will listen. He talked about the Berkeley Library.
Maybe you're his favorite.
I'm not his favorite. He can't stand me. But he just will talk and talk. He wants to explain things to me about how he figured it, like electromagnetic fields and why they move at the speed of light. What is light? It's electromagnetic.
Oh, so it's like school's in.
It is, except I so don't want to be in school. I want to be out at the old oak tree getting high.
Yeah.
And he's, but I, you know, I do my best. I try to, like, because he'll write things out and show me all the stuff. And it's like Chinese written on the page in front of me. Like, I can't decipher any of it. And but he explains it, and I'm very patient. Because I know he's going to leave soon, and then I won't be here. Then I'll wish he was there explaining stupid
wow.
stuff to me.
We're watching a lot happen here.
It's hard, man. Just wait till your girl moves off.
I'll be so old and dusty by then.
You won't even notice. What? Who's here? There's only shadows in the room.
I am going to be an old dude when she's older.
Now
I
mean, you won't be too old.
What are you talking about?
You'll be in your late 70s.
Yeah.
Now you. When? How old will you be when she... So you were 45 when she was born, so you'll be like 62 when she graduates high school. It's not old. Please, the closer I get to 62, the less old it seems. My God, it seems like a spring chicken.
For Hooman, how did that Armenian movie you talked about last week do in the box office?
Horribly.
Yeah, it took a dump.
$4 million.
Oh.
They spent $100 million on it.
People don't want to watch really? About genocide, huh?
Well, I can't believe they got a studio to greenlight a $100 million budget on a downer. Well, listen, I'm not saying it's not something we should all be talking about.
Hold
but
on.
Boy, it sounded just...
Hold on, Sarah.
A studio didn't... it was independently financed.
Oh, I see.
Ooh.
Somebody
by the
picked
Armenians?
Up this. There was a Armenian guy that paid a ton of money. And all the money's supposed to go to the survivor, so...
Oh. So we should go see it out of obligation for the people who had to go through that.
I was hoping it would do better, but the Fast and the Furious is so difficult to dethrone. The other movie that came out was Born in China. That one tanked at the box office.
What's Born in China?
About all the panda movie?
It's basically, yeah, it's a panda movie. It's like
oh.
a...
Oh.
That's supposed to be great.
Like a panda documentary?
Well, it made $5 million, so, I mean, how good could it be? It only made $1 million more than The Promise.
And I never even heard of it.
And the circle's going to suck because they won't let us see that.
I bet it's going to be good.
They won't let you see it?
There's no screenings of it.
They're letting us see it in New York.
Yeah, they said you can fly out to New York and go to
the premiere
with Tom Hanks.
And not be back here in time to ruin the weekend for them.
925 says, I'd love to see a documentary made about Hooman trying to get Olive up and running. The countries, the people. It'd be fascinating.
Yeah, that would be. Actually.
There's your other film.
There's your, yeah, right? That's your next
That's
film.
That's a great idea.
925, you guys are killing it this morning with the background music to Hooman. Laughing out loud while sitting on 680. Thank you. Love you guys.
Well, yeah, it seems like a lot of people enjoyed that. I'm not a big fan of it, though.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to do Battle, the first of the week. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Gretchen, Vinny, it's time to do battle once again. Gretchen, congratulations on your win
last week.
Your first in a while.
Yeah.
Score 3-2.
So
here we go. Today's topic is sports movies.
Oh, all right.
Oh, I know movies sometimes.
Who stars in the 2006 comedy Talladega Nights?
Will Ferrell.
That's correct, Will Ferrell. The Ballad of Ricky Bobby. Which baseball manager takes on the system to turn the Oakland A's into a winning team in the 0-11
Billy
movie
Bean.
Moneyball? Billy Bean is correct.
Couldn't get that.
What 2009 feel-good football film is the true story of Michael Oher's journey from homeless teen to talented
called?
Tackler?
Oh, it's the one with Sandra Bullock. Oh, no. What was that called? Oh, man.
I don't know. I don't know the name. I know the movie. I know the guy. I know what team he plays for, but I cannot think of a simple truth, a simple fact. No.
I can't remember it either. It's just terrible.
Is this a give up? Everyone's giving up?
I can't remember.
The Blind Side.
That's it.
For which 2014 drama featuring Steve Carell as John DuPont did director Bennett Miller win the Best Director Prize at the Cannes Film Festival?
Can you read that again?
For which 2014 drama featuring Steve Carell as John DuPont did director Bennett Miller win the Best Director Prize at the Cannes Film Festival?
It's the wrestling movie. I don't know it, though.
That's another one. I wouldn't be able to pull the name of this out, but I remember it.
I don't know.
Happening. Nobody? Foxcatcher. Which 09 sports comedy based on the novel Derby Girl stars Ellen Page and first-time director Drew Barrymore?
Roller Girl?
No.
Roller Girls?
No, but it is about that.
Yeah, Roller Derby.
I know this one. Can you read it one more time?
Which 09 sports comedy based on the novel Derby Girl stars Ellen Page and first-time director Drew Barrymore?
I can't get it.
Whip it good.
Whip it.
Okay, this is going to be a fast one. And this is also because we're tied right now, 1-1.
Okay.
In which upbeat coming-of-age 02 British film does Jess defy her parents to follow her dream of becoming a soccer player?
Bend it like Beckham.
That is correct, Vincent. And you draw first blood this week.
Good job, Vinny. Boy, those were hard.
They were hard. Well, you had to remember the names of those movies.
Yeah, I just...
That's difficult.
I also didn't see a lot of those.
All right, Gretchen, what's coming up on your show?
I shot at $1,000, 10:05.
We're off to do a secret show. You can find that online at about noon at RadioAlice.com, and we'll see you tomorrow. Don't worry, Monday, it'll be over before you know it.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.